Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode in Kai's weekly playlist. And today we're going to discuss about something that has been highly debated over the last few decades, especially for adolescents that are pursuing certain jobs. Today we're gonna talk about passion versus money. And just like happiness versus money, I won't side on either parties, but I'm gonna talk about them in an objective point of view. And of course, I hope that my podcast today gives a bit of insight on why do people compare, and if they're closely related much more than anyone expected. And so, first of all, why do people compare passion with money? Economically speaking, this is because passion drives motivation. And as many business theorists stated, employee engagement is important. And this employee engagement relies on motivation. First of all, we're gonna talk about job dissatisfaction, which is the lack of contentment in an employee's job. Job dissatisfaction occurs when workers are no longer holding meaning to the effort that they give in their work. Last year, in 2022, 59% of workers feel detached at their workplace, and 18% are loudly quitting. And by loudly quitting, means that the employees are actively expressing negative thoughts or aspects of their work experience before or during resignation. And why does employee engagement really matters? First of all, Gallup researches showed that engagement affects employees 3.8 times more than work location. And CNBC states that $7.8 trillion are lost globally due to unproductivity resulted by low engagement. And this is a stark contrast compared to companies that become 21% more profitable with engaged workers, written in a website by Hilo.com. In another website by ClearCompany.com, another reason of engagement is career development. Fun fact, 62% of millennials and Gen X disagrees. Douglas T. Hall said in Careers in and Out of Organization in 2002, career development is driven by the person and depends on things even outside the company. And again, this is based on Donald E. Super in The Psychology of Career, where it has an arc starting with self-conceptions and ends in adjustment to aging or a new sense of themselves. So career is not purely about money, but it is all about self-discovery and fulfillment of internal urge of success. This non-materialistic reason to pursue success is called calling, as how Hall and Chandler in their GSTOR journal, When the Career is Calling, 2005. In addition to job dissatisfaction, motivation driven by passion itself, according to Manuel London's 1997 theory, has three dimensions. The first one, which is resilience, or the need of achievement. The second is insight, which is a strong understanding of themselves and their environment. And last is their identity, which is the performance and habit or behavior channeled into a task. And hence, this further proves that career is not only a materialistic aspect, but it is also a space where people can follow their passion and fulfill their desires. Hence, what are the stereotypes linked between passion and money? If people are so eager talking about them, how do people actually perceive both passion and money? Recently, the term passion pay has submerged, meaning that the income from the supposed occupation is nothing but the joy or delight in the work itself, written by The Mic in Medium. Jaehyun Kim, Troy H. Campbell, Stephen Shepherd, and Aaron C.K. published a PubMed journal in 2022 called The Journal of Personality and Social Psychology about the exploitation of passion into salary and the sacrifice of time and energy in the name of dedication. And this puts emphasis that passion is indeed being exploited and being made use of by many corporations with the lack of rewards. And it is important noting that people whose hobbies lies in engineering, computer science, and other orthodox subjects are never asked to choose between money or passion. Instead, the victims of comparison are always those with artistic abilities, such as arts, dance, singing, acting, and a lot of other creative skills. Another stereotype is that passion labels someone, and if one says that the other is talented in, let's say, chemistry, one might unintentionally ignore the person's effort in mastering their skill. It's not that this person are magically talented in chemistry, but the right amount of practice is also required to foster their interest. And by labeling someone using their passion undermines the hardships that they endure to be able to do well on their particular subject. People who are successful by following their passion are easily accessing other passionates who are their support group or even facilities in which they help this person in achieving passion-based skills to a healthy and efficient way, said by Will Bowers in his blog. And again, this just shows how important the relationships are around us to be surrounded by passionate people so that we also become successful and strive with the same healthy mindset. And another factor of the common misconceptions written by Berkeley Education is that passion-related work is made for wealthy and upper-middle-class young adults, whereas networks and finance does not become an obstacle. And this is something that, you know, less wealthy people are struggling with. Since the less wealthy people are struggling to even survive by basic needs, they do not have the time nor the opportunity to pursue their passion or even find their passion. And hence, they are not given the chance to meet other passionates that could help them in pursuing passion nor make it as their work. And the reason why passion principle is so ingrained in society is the instability of white-collar jobs and more probability of overwork, along with more expectations of self-expression, especially in Anglophone countries of UK, Canada, and Australia. Then, how could passion be considered inferior? Why is passion so looked down upon compared to money, even when both passion and money could be pursued simultaneously? It's worth noting that many aspects of the modern era are being controlled by capitalism, where greed is good slogan, and worsens social and economical inequality. For example, the Teen Vogue states that the 1% richest people are getting richer despite 20% of children living in poverty in America. And in some cases, the two socioeconomic classes are equal, stated by Daniel Markovitz in The Meritocracy Trap. And what I mean by equal is not by material wealth or like assets in houses, companies and such, no. But equal in a sense of way of life satisfaction. With the poor living in concern for tomorrow's daily needs, the rich are constantly forced into prestigious norms, such as their high ranks academically, or even the expectations to form relationships that will benefit them. This means that the success or influence of an individual depends on your wealth, disregarding passion. Practicality is also a major factor to why passion is viewed lower than well-paying jobs. Despite 44% respondents saying passion is a priority, in opposition to 42% choosing salary. This data is researched by Karen Joseph in his work as a career counselor in LinkedIn. But then again, society is a greater variable in which they burden the careers deemed worthy for adolescents. For example, Lu Yang Guo in 2022 published his research in ResearchGate, where more students enrolling in science are interested in subjects in Western countries, while in Asia, the students enrolled excel science more than their Western counterparts, but they enjoy less of the course. In our next podcast, we will also discuss the continuity of passion versus money. For example, who is privileged to be able to achieve both success in passion and money? And when can passion be considered more valuable? And lastly, are the successful people of both using luck or talent? And hence, we can end the first half of our podcast so that you'll stay tuned to Kai's weekly playlist for another round of passion versus money. This podcast is not to look down upon people who are pursuing passion, but it is to give you more insight on how the human mind comprehends the complex relationship humans have with passion and money, and how the mind is able to choose either or both of them. See you next time. And this is Kai's weekly playlist.